Welcome back to the PackCast. You got Super Booker T hyphen Ertl. This is a race, but you better stay in the turtle's place. We got Money Q.
Hey, what up, everybody? Everything I say is golden.
And you got M Dodo.
M Dodo for Shodo. Welcome to the show. Ow! Ow, 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 ow. Hey, everybody. This is BJ, producer of PackCast. The guys are off this week. Big news, though. Next week is their 50th episode. Make sure to tune in for that. What we have for you this week is a little behind the scenes. I hope you guys enjoy it.
Damn, dude. Out of all this shit, I mean, nobody's thinking you're going to toss a ball.
Can't guess, nigga.
Bro, and it was a short toss.
It was a short nigga that hit your motherfucking hand and the thing.
It hit my finger.
Like, which is on your motherfucking hand.
So weird.
Toss it, nigga.
Oh,
my.
Come on, man. My mic's in my face.
I started him out, man. S20 plus, baby. S20 plus.
I got S20.
That's why you dropped the plus.
No,
it was it was bigger than you could handle.
That means I wasn't supposed to handle it in the first place. I wanted that shit. This shirt.
Delicious.
That shirt does not fit you.
It fits me, dude. Look, this is not tight.
Like, you're going to start breathing heavy here soon.
Man, when I start breathing heavy, I'm in trouble. Real talk.
I think we're all in trouble when I start breathing heavy.
Where they at?
No, I'm having
where they at?
Over here.
Where they at, B?
I'm already stepping
ahead of
you. I see
an island. Is that Kong Island?
Skull Island.
Thanks, guys.
No problem.
Hey,
no problem.
Y'all looked out for your boy, because you didn't have to kind of laugh.
That's where you
looked out for your boy.
That's where a boat went, found you, brought you back.
Hey, that's a why you.
Damn. Don't do that, my
it's
dog.
It's funny because it's true.
You look like my monkey bone.
Oh,
shit. What? Monkey bone.
BJ is my Brendan Fraser. How about that? Join in on the jokes.
I would take that.
I can only see like half your face with this chair, too.
I know, because I don't want to see your face.
Well, fuck you.
That makes me depressed.
No, it don't. It makes your day. It makes your goddamn
you could have been a contender.
In what?
Anything.
Shit.
Short change.
I don't even know what I could contend in.
Flavor of love.
Oh, I'll give you one. Man, I actually got some current events in this motherfucker. The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air reunion.
Oh, the 25th reunion.
Oh,
HBO.
Bringing
back the old Aunt Viv.
She was like, Will, you ruined my career.
Yeah, like they went at it.
Dude, it was intense.
And they had the new Aunt Viv there, too, though.
They never met each other.
Yeah, they never met each other before that.
You don't go against the headliner.
Pretty much.
That's your own fault.
You don't go
against the star of the show.
But what she was saying was she was going through some things personally, and she wasn't really vocal on the set. And, you know, they took that as some kind of offense.
Be vocal.
Well, she was, like I said, outside work type shit, family.
It was called the Fresh Prince.
Yeah.
Not the Fresh Viv.
Yeah. Like,
she had to go.
I mean,
but man, the original ain't Viv.
No,
hey, don't be laughing at that shit, T.
That was funny, though.
I'm just saying.
I like the new Aunt Viv.
I did not like
the new Aunt Viv. I did not know.
No. You know why? Because she
was submissive.
No.
Turn your phone off.
If you go through and look, though, like Aunt Viv, she had, she's the only one that still kind of had that, I'm not from Bel Air, right? Because you watch Carlton and you know, because Will, you know, was like, hey, I'm still from Philly, right?
Yeah.
But Carlton and everybody else kind of had that Bel Air feel. But the original Aunt Viv didn't. She still kind of had that street a little bit.
That's what made her so fantastic.
And I think that's why the other one was a better fit.
Oh, man. No, fuck that. No.
I'm sorry.
That ain't where she from. She didn't lose her hood.
But I guarantee that when a lot of people watched it when she was gone, that's why nobody said anything she was gone.
Everyone. No, I mean, well, in... Well, in the community.
We absolutely
everybody was like, man,
something.
What yeah, the
everybody
fuck
in the black community
said, did
was
they
shitty.
Just switch Aunt Viv?
And then they
and
swept
then
it under
nothing.
The rug,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah. Shit.
But one of the reasons were she apparently hard to work with.
Yeah. If you read all the behind-the-scenes stuff, she needed to go.
So they were saying, she was very hard to work with.
Well, she blamed Will Smith for a long time.
But if you have a star like Will Smith.
Turn the mic towards you a little bit. Like, right, getting right in the center of the right there.
Yeah.
No, there it is. Yeah.
But if you have a star like Will Smith, and he says this about a woman in Hollywood, and of course, for her, she touched on the racial issue.
Yeah, she did say black woman.
You know, a black woman, you find out she's, you know, hard to work with. She doesn't get work anymore. And that was the key. She couldn't work in Hollywood anymore because of what Will Smith had said.
So because
but who else was the executive producer on that show?
Quincy Jones.
Quincy Jones.
Exactly. So you have a black lead in Will Smith. And basically, the executive producer was Will Smith and Quincy Jones, right?
Yep.
So, I mean, you had two.
And you also had, I'll say this, in your defense on the, you know, on this topic, Alfonso Ribeiro also had some tension with her.
But here's the thing, so, why don't they get to say she's difficult to work with if she was difficult to work with?
That's like, the real key. If she was actually difficult to work with.
Well, look what's happened to Johnny Depp right now with Amanda Heard, right?
Oh, dude.
Wait, what? What happened?
Was it Amber Heard or Amanda?
Amber Heard, who basically physically abused Johnny Depp.
Who the fuck is Amber
Heard?
That
was his wife. They got married.
Oh, she's in Aquaman. Aquaman also dated Elon, Elon Musk.
Oh, did she date Elon Musk?
So she's weird.
Yeah. And then, good call. But you date Johnny Depp and Elon Musk.
But they found the suit not liable, so he got kicked out of the new
Fantastic Beasts.
There you go.
But they still paid him, which was interesting.
Yeah, they had a contract.
He filled one scene, that's why.
And got paid. For a whole movie.
Y'all have confused the shit out of me. So wait a minute. Johnny Depp wife
beat his ass, but then she went in public and said
cut
he
his
was
finger
abusive,
off.
Abusive to him. And it was an audio of her being like, who's going to believe you, Johnny?
Yep.
Hey, dude, this price. He was like, you know, Johnny's like, I don't know why you're treating me like this. I don't understand. Who's going to believe you that a skinny 105-pound woman slapped the shit out of you? Hey, dude, classic.
Current events, Chappelle Show made Netflix take it down.
Really?
He's like, yeah, I'm not getting paid. That has to go. That
but it was
today.
Also on HBO Max, so did he have it taken down on HBO Max?
He's not getting paid, so Viacom owns it, I believe, because Viacom owns MTV, Comedy Central, VH1.
Uh-huh.
And so I think that's the parent company. He's like, yeah, I'm not getting paid. It needs to come down.
Well, you know that had to do with the SNL monologue there.
Yep.
That, dude, yes. Clearly, because he said it at the beginning
he's
of the
talking about
SNL.
His dad.
Yeah, he was like, hey, my granddad would be proud. He was like, name on everything, and we can get paid for shit. He was it. So classic. And admit, wow. Jeez.
There you go.
Turn off the lights. Ignite the candle.
There
you
go.
Uh-oh. You know what? Turn them off.
Turn them off.
I said, turn them off.
I've been watching a lot of Oz. I got nervous.
That's okay. Out of be easy.
Hey, that was an amazing show.
Hey, we were talking about it's weird in like a parallel universe type shit. All these characters in Oz appeared in Law and Order SVU.
Yeah, every one of them did.
Practically every one.
Every one of them
detectives,
did. Yep.
Chiefs. But yep. Then you think about like motherfucker, you was locked up for motherfucking murder. How did you get this title?
And then he's selling insurance, and then teaching someone how to drum. Be a
there
drummer.
You go. Wonderful.
And played out the Batman, the cop, Gordon.
Yeah.
My house. They're like, oh, we got this. We got that. That's because them little motherfuckers is playing me, and they asking for everything from both places, thinking I'm not going to get
it. I got
it
one
for them.
Headphone out.
Yeah, it's been kind of an issue with that.
I trip.
I got to replace the whole
board.
Yeah, you're on there. What did I say? I said, my gift is I come home to this motherfucker each night.
I said,
you guys are lucky I come home. I said, why do you think I volunteer for these trips? I said, because of you.
I'm out. My vacation from work.
Pull the whole school trick. I'm going to get some cigarettes.
Yeah.
Never come back.
That's one of them good ones.
Oh, dude.
Ever come back.
I just text you, BJ, to like the website of the local talent.
Okay, cool. I'll put it on my, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I went petty. Fucking just screaming.
And man, my kids.
BJ, we got a website.
You got a, ooh.
We got a website. I'm about to text you that one too.
Where did that go? Oh, there's my text messages. I don't know why I'm an idiot.
Oh yeah, let me go ahead and get a beer, Nick. It's time.
You said it's time.
It's time.
Let me get.
I didn't drain the good old weasel, so I need to replenish myself. You got a lot of ice. That's neat.
I'm gonna go ahead and pull this up, and no disrespect to anybody, but I don't think this is a hip hop thing.
No, it's not.
Oh, I thought this was a local artist singing.
No. It's local talent.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, local talent. So she does fitness, Studio G Fitness.
I got a little confused there.
It actually is kind of hip hop because one of her classes is Twerk and Tone.
Mm.
She does Zumba class and Twerk and Tone class.
Yeah, sounds.
I like
fantastic.
To see a field trip with you three to go do that.
Dude, that would be hilarious.
Hey, that would be the shit.
But I would be, yeah, I don't, man. Y'all have
nah,
a blast.
Fuck,
have a blast.
Nah, fuck that. You doing it.
ain't tripping.
All right. No.
Why promote her if we ain't going to do it all the way?
I don't like your spontaneous nature right now, first. I don't like that.
Oh, wow. That was great.
Spontaneity.
Fuck that.
Some bullshit. I can see me tired and gas in 5 minutes, homie. And then looking at women.
Well, that's half the
That's going to be the problem.
Yeah, Zumba. That's half the battle Zumba. Right there.
Hey, remember them dudes in the park on Wonder Woman 84?
Yeah, I'm one of those guys, old men.
Just sitting there, just looking. Just
looking. But that's a setup. They were in the middle of a mall or something and just working out in the body electric outfits. Y'all remember that
shit? That's how they do. Yeah, that's how they did.
Body electric used to turn me on.
You know, before COVID though, they do a big old yoga thing downtown, like on the big grassy area downtown. I can't remember exactly.
I gotta
where.
Find me a good hotel room there. I can get some binoculars and
so I like
some
the,
lotion.
I like Dude. The photo. T looks good. Q looks good. Mono, you got a stretched out neck cricket shirt.
I know. Did you love it? 2 year warranty, homie.
You're such a bomb.
Hey man, I love that shit. I was
such
like, hey,
fucking bomb, man.
It was right off. Hold up, that's right after work, and we met up.
Listen, we absolutely can take more. Those are the only pictures we have. We don't have any more.
But you like the mug? You like that mug?
Hey, you take my money if that's what you're
that's
going
like,
for.
That's exactly what I was going for.
This motherfucker came over my house today and was like, hey. We should probably do another picture. He knew he didn't look good in that damn picture. Don't let him fool you right now.
Oh, no, I agreed. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, that was wholehearted. I was looking like
that
I...
That motherfucker was like, hey, we need to do another picture.
It looked like I would rob you.
I have this picture in my wall. I have this picture in my wall when people say, you don't know real black people. I'm like, look.
Hey, there's two of them.
He said, I got three black friends now. Did you send that to him?
Dustin, what are you talking about?
Oh, Jesus.
Did he beat some butter?
No. Nigga, what are we talking about?
No,
the conversation at hand. Mondo
said what you talking about.
Hey, so me and Mondo were talking about Q because I've done team for a little bit, and I was like, hey, what does Q do for a living? He's like, well, I'm not sure. Let me call him. And then like,
what?
45 seconds into the conversation, because we were imitating how you talk. Because you always say the N-word a certain way. And I was like, wait, it's coming. You said it. I was like, I told you.
Yeah.
We actually planned on having a N-word conversation today.
That's hilarious, yeah.
Like, that's one of the conversations today is us saying the N-word.
Well, I almost
like
said
that.
It to him like four times. I was like, hey, man, call me back. Let me know what day you guys want to do it. He's like, I called you back. And I was like, man, my phone log, there's no call. He's like, man, maybe I just talked to them. All right.
Oh, yeah. I can be forgetful.
I wonder why.
Too much drugs. Too much drugs, gentlemen.
All right, so that's all done. Mondo, did you send that over to me?
No. What is the site the bird was talking about going to?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, my gosh.
You had one job.
Just one.
Just one job.
I didn't do a good job this week.
Oh, shit. How can I do 17 things you can't do one?
Motherfucker, because you and I'm me. That's simple.
Hey, the answer was great, though.
I was like, hold up. It's like, BJ, wish I had that talent, sir. I have the talent of fucking up.
You yelled at me the other day.
Did I? I don't be yelling at you.
No, you're like, not everybody's you.
Yeah,
so here's
same
the
thing.
Here's the site, but this site has multiple beats. We still need to choose a beat.
Pick one.
I thought this was your job.
It was a terrible
told
job.
Us to pick one.
Nigga, damn.
And we actually brought this up on our meeting. Mondo, so
Mondo said he got it. He said he had it.
I told a white lie that snowballed.
He said
four computers now have primary control of critical vehicle functions.
Totally snowballed, but hold up.
Now Mondo knows something about it, though.
Nigga, I know about music, nigga.
No. This nigga should have gave us all the information.
Was we not listening to the Mondo mix before we got to this motherfucker?
Hey.
Did Bird do any beats on the Mondo mix, nigga?
If he did, he would be a millionaire.
You're playing Love Mix on the way over?
Dude, it was crazy. And honestly, I think T actually got me for the CD, and then he claimed that I made it for him, but I ain't going to say that.
That's what you just said.
No, I know.
That's what you just said.
But how
you
loud?
Mondo's making
Mondo Mix.
Mondo's making a lot of CDs and shit like that. And, we would, back then, you know, you do what you gotta do.
We experiment, BJ.
Yeah, we.
How could you not change the hard drive and you know how to make CDs?
I don't know. That was a weird one.
I'm about to quit.
And then the crazy part is, you know, I built a computer before.
I don't even want to talk to you right now.
It's really lazy.
T, go ahead. I'll watch you.
It's really lazy.
Had me drive over there to change it.
Oh, no, real talk. I would have to look that shit up, and I just didn't have the
energy. Didn't look any of it up.
Because you know how to do it, dude. I'm like, if somebody puts a bomb in front of me and I got to motherfucking just go with some movie shit, I ain't going to be able to fucking, I'm going to blow up.
Me and you are both smoking cigarettes.
That actually didn't make even any sense.
Me and you are both smoking cigarettes going, we're fucked.
I was like, what happened? Well, I don't know how we got in this situation. Don't know how we got here. You don't.
Man, my blood sugar low too.
They switched it up. Ten years ago, hey, I would have fought over the McRib. Now, that old watered down sauce.
It was more than 10 years ago. Like it was probably 20 because like when we were 10 years old, I mean, we're all right around the same age, probably around the 1990 or so, 89 when it first came out. Like we're eating 5, 6, 7 clips at a time.
God, I don't know what it is like about one of those little riblet patties.
I love them.
With the sauce and put some pickles on it and some onions.
Hey, man, the second best place I done had a McRib from is Speedway Station.
They do got good McRibs.
Dude, I live off Speedway points because I get free gas, so I always fill up with Speedway with my company card. So I take those points to get free food.
Smart.
Yeah.
You eat the McRib from there?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
It is a great McRib.
The app, the bacon burger's not bad either.
Yeah, the burgers ain't bad either.
I missed
the pizza ain't bad, especially if you get it fresh.
The Speedway, I got angry and happy at the same time. I didn't know what to do.
It looked like you got constipated over there.
It looked like you had to take a boo-boo right then.
I didn't know how to feel at that moment because, that motherfucker be on point.
Do you call them tornadoes or tornadoes?
Tornado.
I go with tornado.
I had people call them tornadoes. It's like tornadoes and Speedway. Man, I was like, where at?
That's some of that Indiana shit, bro.
No, it wasn't in Indiana.
Midwest?
It was in the Midwest,
That's enough.
It was in Michigan and Ohio.
Yep.
anybody from Michigan or Ohio here?
No.
They're all fucking retards.
I got family in Michigan.
Me too,
Me too, yeah.
My stepmom.
Especially Kentucky.
My stepmom's from there.
There is... I don't know why that
it goes
funny.
Down to Kentucky.
No, she was an ex-hooker. True story.
Your stepmom?
Mm-hmm.
Was she any good?
No. She was a lot lizard.
That means she was at all the truck stops.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's who my dad left my mom for.
You, man, that's that white people shit. Oh, my God.
I think we
just going to reach it. Grab her in the cooch. Lift up the shirt. Like,
BJ,
what the hell?
Fetch me my rape shoes. I was going to do sports, just football for the most part, but I think I know.
But it's not over with yet.
Tom Brady and Drew Brees are playing right now.
Right now.
So besides that, everything else has been called.
I got that recording at the crib. Don't tell us the score.
Dude,
the fuck!
If I'm talking about it, I'm probably gonna say the score.
Hey, just don't do it.
Hey, man,
just say they playing right now.
If the game ain't
do what you do, Mondo. Do what you do, Mondo.
Man, fuck
it up, Mondo.
I'm the host this week.
Paying attention to T's motherfucking feelings.
Man, fuck you, Mondo.
Warm it up, Mondo. I'm about to.
Oh, because that's what I was born to do. Oh, BJ got shown a black pussy on the phone this past week.
I like how you just started that way.
Yes, old purpose.
All right, tell this before behind the scenes and we'll get started. All right, I'll let you tell it.
Hell yeah, I'm going to tell this story. Man, I got this one black crazy motherfucker to come to the store all the time, right? And this motherfucker come to the store and be on some bullshit.
Tell him how old he is, though.
Man, this dude was 69?
He's 60. Yeah, he was born in 1969.
Oh, yeah, I think he says, is he 69?
He's 69 years old.
Yeah, 69. So.
He's 69.
Man. This motherfucker come in with some bullshit. Me and him get into it, and he walks out every time. I'm going to keep the story short because me and him get into it. I'm like, hey, man, this motherfucker wasting my time and pissing me off at the same time. So I'm about to leave, and BJ's covering for the remainder of the shift.
And I have a headache. Do not feel good at all. Didn't want to be there. And then I'm already fucking being a little cunty as it is.
Me and BJ step outside. I'm about to dip out, and I look out the corner of my eye. I know what kind of truck this motherfucker drive. And I was like, hey, BJ, man, homeboy here, you know, the dude I've been telling you about. And immediately, he's across the way, man. He walks immediately up to me and BJ. Man, this motherfucker's eating some peanuts or something. He's got peanuts on his lips. He's spitting, talking to me, man, and I'm getting angry.
Because they find out like Daniel.
And he, man, and just being motherfucking nasty. Man, yeah, yeah. He started hollering at this little young chick.
You know where Chicago is?
Oh, man.
And then he walks up and says, hey, man, you look like you don't eat pussy.
Oh, yeah,
like,
he did say that shit, didn't he?
And I was like, I said, man, you don't know me like that.
Yeah.
I said, don't be saying that stuff. And then Mondo leaves, and the dude, I'm like, all right, cool, he's going to go fall. He's going to go holler at that little girl over there, Save-A-Lot. So I go inside, I sit down, haven't just filled, and then here he comes, walks in the store with his dumb ass and says, starts saying stuff about work or whatever. It's like, nah, man. I was like, nah, that's what you need to do. Here's the pamphlet. And he's like, hey, you see this? And I said, I go,
voila!
I go, motherfucker, you don't know me like that. Don't show me that shit. Get the fuck out of here. He's like, what's wrong with you? And I was like, I don't know you like that. Don't be showing me that stuff.
Guess show some of that. And then
he walks halfway through to the store, turns around. So he's like, well, fuck you then.
Hey, man, every time he comes to the store, like, I already know it's about to be on some bullshit. Like, hey, man, what you want today, man? It's one of those moments like, hey, man, what we on today, man? Because you be coming in here with your hot dog suit on.
But he keeps yelling, you don't eat pussy. And I'm like, what? That's all he yells at me for.
You don't eat pussy.
You don't look like you eat pussy.
You're like, what the fuck is going on?
As he's spitting fucking shit from his mouth, I don't know whether it's butthole or peanuts or what it is.
Hey, man, but you remember I sent you a pic of the motherfucking green truck with the motherfucking Save-A-Lot car in it?
Yeah.
That's his truck.
Motherfucker.
Does he ever buy anything?
No.
Nah, man, he comes in with the issue. So he'll come in and be like, hey, man, my phone fucked up. So, you know, you pull up his account and shit. You know, the first time I interacted with this cat. And so I pull up his account, and he's like, yeah, man, you know, because I got insurance. Man, I'm trying to get 4 phones from this store and blah, blah, blah. I pull up his shelf, I say, hey, man, you ain't got insurance. He was like, hey, man, I've been with y'all for years.
I love that.
Y'all give me my money back. I'm thinking, motherfucker, I ain't gonna give you shit back, nigga. Hey, and then you need to call customer service with my phone off. So I call customer
my
service.
My son's name is Luciano, nigga. I ain't giving you shit.
Hey, you know when he came in to try to pull that on me, I said, all my systems are down. I can't pull nothing up. I guess you'll have to go to the next store, sir.
No, I learned that for the first time.
Petty. That was petty.
That's BJ. You got to go.
The funny part is motherfuckers on the phone would tell him the same thing I've been telling him the whole time. So he gets on the phone with them. Well, fuck you motherfuckers.
Yeah.
And then just walks out the store.
Yeah.
That has been every interaction I've had with this guy. The second time around, I was like, motherfucker, I ain't doing none of that shit, man. You know, some
sometimes
bullshit.
If you make a big enough scene, they just give you what you want.
I didn't do it 2 weeks ago, say he's going to whoop my ass. And I said, you're going to beat me up because you can't pay your phone bill? I said, what happens when you don't pay your rent? Who do you fight? I said, your life choices are not my fault, sir.
Hey, that motherfucker just makes me hostile when he comes in.
Next time I'd be like...
Like a motherfucker that does that to you. Like, hey, man, I ain't even on that bullshit today. What you want?
No, I told him.
Because he's going to come in with some bullshit.
Yeah. He's like, word is born. I will whoop your ass. Don't test me. You don't know me. I'm from the streets. And I was just like, all right, every cliche, here we go. All right, whatever. I said, dude, just because I sell phones doesn't mean I can't start some shit.
Trey, 8, West Side, East Side, all that shit. What?
I got 3 black friends, sir.
There you go, keeping up with numbers again, BJ.
I want to
look at you.
Next time someone brings up money back, have you listened to Money Q Central yet?
Man, I can't pay my bill. Hey, well, there's a segment called Money Q Central.
We try to get you right, homie.
Yeah, we'll make sure you're good. Yeah. You know?
All right.
Shit.
Classic.
Then just start singing in front of. What's Money Q Central? Boom.
Burn them. Oh. Oh. Motherfucker, like, what the fuck y'all doing, man? You heard this shit, nigga?
Some people
got to have it. Hey. Some people really need it.
Oh, yeah.
Good things. Oh, man, y'all retarded.
Trying to save my lungs. Yes.
you guys are...
Too late.
You guys are all set.
I figured it out. Damn, nigga.
Okay, yeah, don't explain yourself to that nigga.
Damn, I figured it out. A dumb nigga wouldn't ask.
It's a quarter for every N-word, by the way. It's a quarter.
Man, when did we start doing this? That.
Hold on, hold on. Yeah, no, oh, whoa, whoa, whoa.
We better get no money. You better like get a tab. You better start putting a tab down.
You better take that out there $40.
Fuck we could. We funny if we do put like an N-word jar with a penny over
that
there.
That would be interesting just
and then
to
all,
see.
And then everybody else walk in and be like, what is it? Like, I can't talk about that, guys.
I can't talk about
that. It's the jar.
That's the nigga job.
A bunch of pennies. And they got to be pennies because they brown.
Yeah, because they brown. Yeah. It's gotta
we
be
doing pennies. Some Abe Lincoln shit here, right?
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes.
Why not?
As you, if you come in here up in this motherfucker, if I come in here next week, if you got a jaw over there,
penny,
I swear for
penny
Lord,
for your thoughts.
Every, yeah. Every time I say nigga, I'm like, all right, oh, like 17 pennies. I'm never going to put like a dollar. It's just going to be the pennies. I like that, yeah.
Let's get it.
Well, let's get it then. You ready? like he froze, nigga.
Because it is on you.
I was just, he did like it.
No, I'm staring at the clock so I know what time to edit it.
Okay. Shit. Well, you got hyphenurdle.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, try that shit again. My bad.
That wasn't me.
My bad. That was me. That was all
that
me.
Was
I'm
not
sorry.
Me. I just know it wasn't me, but it's funny as shit. Oh, shit. Okay. Oh, hold on. Let me get better. Let me catch breath.
BG, I got a company called Cube Technologies. If you ever want me to come and assess your setup, you know what I'm saying, and try to tweak it here and there, we could talk about a discount for the podcast. Boom.
Boom goes the dynamite.
I don't feel comfortable with that right now.
Yeah.
I don't feel like being assessed by any more people.
These are comfortable on the ears, man.
I know, they're mine.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, thank you, man. The hospitality
fuck
is amazing.
Ass, man. Fuck that.
I'm just kidding.
Man.
So now you can't hear shit.
I'm used to it, though.
Okay.
I tune you guys out all episode. I'm kidding.
What if we need something looked at? We got a snap.
Huh? But no.
Well, he'll be able to hear it. He'll be able to hear it.
That nigga be lying. He listen to everything. This nigga, rookie. This nigga, rookie. Come on, man.
Man. It was damn. My penis was talking.
Well, I'm legit. Right. Right.
I'm mad you made a character. Oh, okay. I'm legit.
Fine. I was penis.
There you go. Why don't you stay behind that? You're good. But you can raise it up more.
Right here? Hold on, I can't hear myself.
I can hear you.
You can hear me?
Yep. Yeah.
I can't hear you. I can't hear me.
Hey, once you can hear yourself, that shit goes to a whole new level.
I know you know.
Yeah, hey, nigga.
You heard yourself and lost your mind.
Hey, I busted one.
Did he have a glow in his eye?
He was like, you got that glow. Swear to God. And I looked at him, he was like, hey. And I was like, yep.
Oh.
I felt the power.
Hey.
For the most part, I had to try to think about if it was a good segue, but, you know.
No. As long as you say the name, and then I'm going to hit play.
Oh, we good then. Yeah, I got that all
like,
the way.
Say it and then pause, and I'll play at the beginning and the end.
Hey, BJ,
I'm going to be like.
When do you think that you will stop having to tell us this? You tell us this every week.
Because
oh, yeah, I know. No, I'm just saying.
I'm
between
be
me
like,
and you, when do you think they'll get it? Like.
Because T tells me,
and I'll
like,
tell you
this
shit
is what
on
we're
me.
Doing. This is where we're at, and you're like,
and I'm like, man, this gonna you are.
Oh man, I forgot my pen.
You're gonna know the moment.
Mondo be Mondo.
Okay, so you had to turn from a bay to Mondo because Mondo be fucking up over there.
Because I'm gonna be like now,
yes.
I'm a transition into
like,
Money Q Central.
Yeah.
I don't be fucking up shit.
Everybody be
I'm perfect
up
in
shit.
This
Hopefully
bitch.
Don't mess up my stuff.
No, you're good. You just get comfortable with it.
That's why I'm trying. I'm like, do I want? I'm trying. The more I get comfortable, the more I'm like, wait,
slap your
I
face a little bit with it,
huh?
But you got to. But you got to.
Oh, shit.
But you got to remember
hey,
though.
Yeet yourself.
Yeet.
You got the. Am I,
you're gonna be good.
I'm good. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm good. All
right. Yeah.
Oh hey.
Yeah. All right. What? We in this motherfucker chilling. About to do another episode with my villains.
What?
I'm talking about T-Erdo and M-Do and my niggas. Jig. Ah, fuck.
Sorry. He's doing well.
Yeah, I know, right?
What is this?
Ice cream truck coming down the way. You know M. Dodo, he slang that hay. He got his nigga Jig on the motherfucking way. Super Booker T, fix my ride, yay. Oh, shit, I'm flowing, motherfucker.
He's going, motherfucker.
What?
To Hyphen Nerdos, G-Ride, nigga, motherfucker.
I'm gonna go ahead and take it over.
What?
Show you motherfuckers that the pack puts over. You got Q, you got T, you got M-Do and Jig, you see? We riding down the streets in Greenwood now, though. We going ahead and on them putting on the pack ass, though. We gonna keep going ahead and doing our thing, cause nobody else putting many years the same. We got kids. We grown. Except mine, though. He ain't got no.
I had a feeling that was coming, too, nigga. As soon as we got kids, I was like, this nigga about to be like, no. This one nigga we got no kids, well, nigga.
I did break you in.
Except mine, though.
Fuck them babies.
FTK, baby.
No, that's why.
Fuck them kids. I'm gonna get
that's
that
the beat I was working on earlier, so
that
I appreciate
nice.
It.
That was
nice.
That was
kind of
real.
That was him, BJ? That's dope.
That was BJ, you got hyped to us freestyling that shit too, dude.
I got it all on record.
Dude, we couldn't help ourselves. That's a good beat.
It has to be a good beat. You got four dope. Unanimous black votes.
Like freestyling.
Yeah. Niggas don't freestyle over here. You know what I'm saying?
Like, ain't none of us rappers up in this mug.
No, they're like turns that shit up. Yeah. I'm killing this beat, homie. That would have been perfect, like if we did a section, that music would have kicked on because it's not our normal music. We're doing Indiana Doe. I can see clearly. Oh. Right on, T. Right on.
I got you, bro. I actually liked it. I'm sorry.
Q's an asshole.
You know he asshole.
So is BJ.
That
shit went funny.
That was like
he mad because we didn't laugh.
It
would have
been
joke.
Funny in the moment.
Sure would have. I was there for that moment.
I can't wait.
You know, I have my own company, Cube Technologies.
And it has to do with hanging TVs?
Anything technology, nigga.
That's not, hanging TV is not technology, nigga.
I'm sorry, is a hooking TV not electrical?
No, you can hook up a TV and it's technology.
They're not smart
but
TVs.
But mounting the TV is not nothing of technology. That's you mounting a TV. That's hard work. And
What about running wires for computers?
Hey, once the TV is hung,
is that technology,
or no? Once the TV is hung, you could do your running of wires.
I'm asking you, is running wires for computers technology?
Absolutely.
What if I run it for the TV when I hang it up?
Hey, but why are you hanging it up?
Because of my company. It's what I do.
Cube Technologies doesn't have shit to do with hanging up TVs.
Well, I'm telling you it does, my dog.
I'm sorry.
Why?
Because you shouldn't be hanging up TVs, sir. That was my point.
Why?
I thought you were just hooking the motherfucker up. Why you got to set it up, like actually mount it? Because
people going to pay me to do it.
Oh, dude, you crazy. You going to fuck up.
I don't think you understand the concept of business, Mondo.
I do.
But, well, what he's saying is it's just not mounting to TV because on some of the TVs,
there's smart TVs. You hook them to the Wi-Fi. There's all kinds of things
you
connect
said.
Them to.
But also, you have to. There's some carpentry involved in it. That's what you were thinking, right, Mondo?
That's what I'm thinking.
But you know what? When you put in routers and computer stuff, carpentry is involved because people don't like to see wires.
Yeah, I can't.
This is true. I was waiting for somebody to get to a valid point.
But you said with Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi, technically, if you got a router, you don't have to hook up any cords. Why are you mounting the TV was my question.
How does a Wi-Fi router work with no cords?
Damn. Good point, touche.
Shut the fuck up.
Have you seen
my company has a contract. Anyone that wants to say congratulations.
Fuck. I mean, I'll say congrats. I didn't say nothing because I was letting y'all handle y'all. Congratulations.
Fuck what are you talking about? Nigga. I ain't congratulating a nigga on mounting no TV.
Hey, I know how to do it. I've done it. I do carpentry work. Like, a couple weeks ago, the white side of the closet fell down. I put the motherfucker back up. I told y'all about that.
We know.
I mean, I do carpentry work. So, yes, I do believe that if you're going business-wise, why would you send somebody else in to get the money to hang the TV if you're going to be there and do all the running of the wires anyway?
Y'all know, hold up. Y'all know I understand this.
No, fuck him.
You don't understand.
Fuck him.
You might now.
I can't do it.
No.
5 minutes ago.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to. I don't like to agree with you.
How do y'all not know that I'm an asshole?
Oh no, we know that.
There it is.
Okay. Because I figured that was not a real answer.
And then Inspector Gadget. So those are the three I need: is Doe, Q, and then.
No, you don't need Q.
You know, that makes me sad.
You don't need Q.
Everybody needs a little Q. Everybody. In their life.
Damn it! I was going to say that too, BJ.
Fucking up. Look at you.
Shut up.
Did those sandals come with fortune cookies to pass out for yourself?
No.
I can put on some oil with those motherfucking sandals in my car, nigga. Look at that shit.
I know you ain't talking.
I know. I don't funnel oil. You're right.
Raggedy ass.
Look at that shit.
I'll take one.
Mono's
it only
line.
Took you 2 minutes to take it, nigga. Damn.
It's like your kids made those motherfuckers in art school or something.
And what if they did?
Well, I would understand.
Motherfucker.
Mono's the only person who buys a new shirt and it still looks dirty and old.
This motherfucker ain't. I would say this motherfucker ain't even
is
new.
Is this a natural?
I'm Mr. Meeksy's. Look at me, bitch.
You're like the kid off Charlie Brown with all the dirt behind
Hell yeah. Pigpen, baby. Yeah. Yeah, get it right. And I got the dance if you look at the videos.
Sounds like he's on point.
What the fuck? I'm just here to chill.
I can't wait. It. Hold on, man. Before we do start this. This is the keeping it 100, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't actually need you to be on chill at all, sir. I need you to keep that same energy of that conversation we had and bring it.
Shut up.
Because you've been busy. You've been busy this weekend.
Man.
I can look at your eyes. You look tired.
All right, don't worry about me.
Hey, we about to get this going. I love it. Get that energy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, y'all ready? Let's get it.
You ever have the feeling, now that you're older, when you bend over to plug some in, you're just like nervous about always falling over? I was plugging my phone in. I was like, I'm going to fall out of this chair.
No, BJ.
I've lost my balance a couple of times.
Oh,
so.
I forgot. You have those talons that lock into the floor so you don't fall over.
Well, maybe you should invest in some, BJ.
Oh,
if you're,
shit.
If you're tipping over because you're plugging in cords, maybe you need talons, sir.
Super grip.
I'm like beast up in this motherfucker.
You are, motherfucker. Yeah. You could hang off the wall.
Yes, I can. Again, practical, nigga.
It is Halloween, so you'll be hanging up from your feet on trees scaring kids again.
Why do y'all care?
Just paint yourself blue.
Why do y'all
year.
Care about my feet? Y'all should take care of y'all face
before y'all
start talking about my
God
feet.
Goddamn, our face?
Yes, nigga.
I can't feel my face.
Well, you should.
Mm. He should because he's lonely. Yeah, I'm never lonely.
Oh,
so my face works.
I don't.
Well,
when I ain't lonely, I have to ask work Steph it out.
That. You go ahead and ask. Oh, by the way, Steph goes, "Hey, I got some bad news." I was like, "What?" She's like, "Well, I got to go to the lady doctor and get my blah, blah, blah replaced or whatever." And I was like, "All right." Well, and she texted me. I was like, "Well, how'd it go?" She's like, "Oh, blah, blah, blah. No sex for 2 weeks." I said, "Well," then I texted her and said, "Well, what'd the dentist say?"
No. So, boom, boom.
He said, when Monica get into a fight, he kicked like motherfucking Liu Kang with his feet first. Maybe.
Shit.
Ah, you can.
Also, not funny.
Oh, I laughed.
Nigga, you told the joke.
I thought it was funny. And I got a Hadouken from BJ.
He did get a Hadouken.
Nigga, that ain't Liu Kang.
No, that's not. That's not.
He be doing that. That's Ryu.
But he don't know what the fuck he
does. That is Ryu.
He does know.
Ryu.
Your joke was stupid. He just made it better. Your joke was stupid. That nigga made it better.
Let's get it going, baby.
Nah, y'all niggas want to get on my feet, nigga. Your joke was dumb.
Yeah,
nigga.
The energy's
come with
there.
Some better jokes,
that's
motherfucker.
Right. Let's get this show going, baby.
Nigga.
You know the show's off to a good start when Q's the one who shows up on time.
I know, right? And his
shut up, BJ. And I'm always on fucking time.
And his energy's always, his energy's there today, so this is going to be a good show.
Yeah, this is going to be a good
show.
Yeah, especially with him clapping back like he's doing.
Yeah, let's clap back. Clap back.
You motherfuckers, let's do it.
It's going down. Yeah.
You sound like a bad freestyler, like you don't know how to go. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I thought about doing that old corny shit, it's going down for real, and then, but I didn't.
I actually like that song, so you
could have
did it.
Right on, right on. Because the way the Q looked at me, Q was like anger. Look at this. What is that? What?
I'm ready for you to start it. Because technically, this actually should be our Keeping It 100 episode.
This is like episode.
Yeah.
I swear for
technically, this is supposed to be our Keeping It 100.
Keep it 100 this episode.
Well, we can keep 100. I ain't tripping.
I know.
Just that's why you're getting this look.
Oh, so we
this
keep
my,
it, okay.
This is my 100 look.
So this is going to be technically to keep it at 100.
If you want it to be.
What'd you say?
It's going to be to keep it at 100. Why not?
Is this where you air out all your grievances?
I guess so.
Is this like Festivus for the rest of us?
Yes, it is.
Ooh,
it's going to be ugly.
Ooh.
This is kind of, if we were recording, I get to tell T that his joke was stupid on air.
Oh.
Like, I don't get to hold back.
But he was correct.
Keeping it 100, normally I am.
What part is this? Like part two?
Part three.
All right. You guys, like I said, if you guys go long today, don't worry about it. I'm on vacation.
That's what she said.
Giggity.
I never hear that.
Oh, shit. All right, you guys ready? So we'll, I guess, cover a couple of topics. Kind of keep the same format, or...
You running the show this week. Do what you do.
Think about the keeping the 100 down.
Now, we talked about that on the way here when we was almost in Bloomington. Figure it out.
Yeah.
Make a decision, nigga.
Just glad you two weren't one in charge of freeing the slaves. You take them right back to the plantation.
I know.
I tell you, boy. Fucking around. Boy, they wouldn't have made it out fucking with me today.
I told you it was going the wrong way.
All right. They asked, would they end up back up in the South like a motherfucker, nigga?
All right, y'all ready?
Follow the tree with the strange fruit.
Y'all ready?
Nigga, if you ain't waiting on you, motherfucker.
Yeah, like, for real.
Right, my bad,
I'm ready to push start whenever you are, nigga.
Shit. Gotcha.